And a little holiday music. I've got Steve Fravert. He's the executive director of the Downtown Partners. He is getting ready for a big event that is happening tonight. It is Living Windows, 21st annual edition of Living Windows. It predates Steve. I was just telling him the very first one I did was back in the very first year at Bennett's Home Center. How about that?
Yep.
businesses that are no more.
Yourself, Steve.
Business. Well, that's okay. I've dated myself enough. But today's my 38th wedding anniversary,
well,
too.
Congratulations.
But it is. Yeah, you know what? You date yourself every time you open up your microphone,
right, yeah.
Sometimes to a degree. But it's, you know, I think Living Windows, how many different participating stores do you have in this?
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I do think this is going to be our biggest year ever in terms of businesses and organizations and storefronts participating. More activities than ever. Spilling over not only all the way down Jefferson, really, from the 200 block to the 800 block, but also down the 200 block of North 3rd to Burlington Apartments and Capitol Theater.
Living Windows. You've got outside activities, too, right? Outside of the windows, right?
We do, yeah. So I know the firemen are going to be roasting marshmallows at 8th and Jefferson. We have Santa's Cottage, of course, at 6th and Jefferson. We'll have free horse-drawn trolley rides. We have the Ice Carver at 6th and Jefferson. So, yeah, a lot of activities inside and out.
And the weather, it looks like it may be reasonably mild. I think we talk about weather on two events you have. Of course, the Holiday Lighted Parade, which we've had sensational weather for most of the most of the last at least half dozen or so years. We've had, before that, we had one rather not-so-good day.
Yeah.
A couple of not-so-good days. But
yeah, this should be great tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I tell people, it's like, you don't want to name your favorite child, but this is just about my favorite event.
Well, we were talking about the year you had snow that came down, and it, snow is pretty, and it certainly does put you in the spirit, but it doesn't do much for getting people to come downtown.
It can keep people away, yeah, but we don't foresee that, so, I think it's going to be a great night.
And so I know you got carolers going on. There's actors that are going to be going on. Are they going to be inside or outside?
Some of both. I know the Notre Dame Choir is going to be in the Festival of Trees in the Burlington Apartments lobby. So they'll be singing and playing music in there. We also have the BHS choirs down by Hopefully Yours. And I think there's some other musical groups going on, too.
Now, will most of the stores be actually open then, too, for business?
Yeah, really, almost every one of them will stay open. Some of them, you can come in and listen to music or engage in the craft or whatever they have going on. The rest of them, almost all of them, will be open for shopping.
Okay, so it's sort of a win-win for a couple of things. You can actually do some Christmas shopping And who knows? Maybe you'll find GBPD there. I don't know.
Maybe
it
so.
Could be. Thursdays are becoming. Thursdays are special nights during the holiday season, aren't they?
They really are, and we've seen Thursdays grow. That's the evening for the Jefferson Street Farmers Market during the summertime, and then Thursday nights we do Living Windows, holiday shop hops. So. We've started to see Thursday evenings really become the lead into the weekend.
And Thursdays have been when you do your downtown trick or treats too.
Yep,
so
yep.
Thursdays actually become sort of a pre-weekend day.
They really do, yeah.
And so anyway, so stores, you've got things. I'm going to guess, and you mentioned there's some roasted marshmallows. I'm going to guess there's other stuff to eat as well, right?
Oh yeah, lots of the stores will provide cookies and cocoa, the things like that. And I want to stress, all this is free. People come down, and it doesn't cost you any money to see Santa or to ride the horse trolley or anything like
that's
that.
That's right. Santa will be in his cottage, Nancy Nafee Park.
Yep.
One of the smallest parks anyone could ever know. But Santa will be there, and I'm going to guess he'll be letting good little girls and boys get their Christmas lists out.
Absolutely,
right
there at the base of 6th Street in Jefferson, yep.
All right. As you look at downtown and you look at all the things that are going on, I know that a lot of projects I know are going on downtown as well, and we were just talking about the fact that I had Shane McCampbell on, and he was talking about, we need a grocery store downtown, but you were saying that typically a grocery store needs a loading dock. Is that right?
Yeah, they like to have loading docks, and they need, even a small grocery store needs a fair amount of space. So I'm hopeful that as we continue to see redevelopment, that there are some definite possibilities for
that. It is the fastest growing area in the city. There's no doubt about that. Because there's a lot of areas that aren't growing at all, but this one is, and also typically the demographics tend to be a little younger in this too, right?
We are bucking the trend. If you look at the census from 1990 to 2010, unlike the greater community, the downtown population is growing. It's growing younger and it's growing more diverse. So bucking the trends in all three directions, and those are all good things.
And you've got the Tama building that's going to be under. Do you know when the construction on that is?
They're supposed to. The Iowa Economic Development Authority is supposed to review the grant application for that this month, and so we should get word this month. And assuming everything checks out, they would begin construction in early spring.
Now you've got another apartment that is apartment complex that is going to be coming up. Where is that? Where exactly is that?
Steve? At Fifth and Valley, the old it was originally the Blau Wholesale Grocers, right across from the Central Fire Station. So that is going to be, I think it's 32 market rate apartments.
Okay.
And I would expect that would be completed by next fall. They're moving along pretty quickly on that.
Now, I know that downtown parking has been talked about a lot. Are you doing, is there any plans for changing the way the downtown parking works?
Yeah, we've actually changed a number of things. There were previously three or four parking lots that were paid parking lots, and what we saw is that they stayed empty all day long,
okay.
And which is not a good use of city resources. So we get people complaining that there's no parking on the streets, and meanwhile there's a parking lot, you know, a few steps away that's empty.
Right.
So the city decided that for the very small amount of money that they were making on those paid parking lots, they would make them free. So now people can park off street. Downtown employees don't have to move their cars every few hours to avoid getting tickets, and that leaves more on street parking for shoppers and visitors. And then the city's also working on plans for a large new parking lot on the southwest corner of Fifth and Valley, right across from this new apartment complex.
Now we talked about over the period of months and years a boutique hotel, but mm-hmm. I don't know if that does that change. If there is plans, right, or at least a proposal right out to do a regular, I believe, a Marriott, a Courtyard by Marriott, that would be, I believe, at the riverfront. Would that change a boutique hotel plans?
Yeah, and I don't know if they've identified a potential, they call it a flag, you know, what name they're going to run under. He's still kind of in the decision stages, deciding whether or not it's financially feasible to move forward. And I have not seen his plans.
Okay.
Yet. And so, yeah, at this point, it is a proposal. Nothing is written
but
in stone.
But the boutique hotel, that's still sort of on the, is it on the drawing board still? Is that?
It's on his drawing board. I'm not sure where the city stands with it. So I do know that a downtown boutique hotel is something we really, really see a need for. We get calls constantly from people looking for a nice hotel overlooking the river. Whether it takes place there or another location downtown.
How do you define a boutique hotel?
You know, I think it's based on the number of rooms and the amenities also.
Okay, all right. Steve Fravert, Living Windows tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., right?
Yes.
And lots of good stuff, so come on downtown and Shop Hop. You got Shop Hop going on this Thursday and next Thursday, too?
Yeah, so all the stores will be open this Thursday and also next Thursday, 5 to 8, open late till 8.
And the following Thursday, not.
Nope. Better be done by shopping by then.
I'm going to guess so. Steve Freeford, have a great week, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
Merry Christmas to you.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the